The Block scandal is rocking Jess and Norm's life at the moment. They are the Queensland competitors in the current Block doing over the Gatwick Hotel in Melbourne. Mm. But they have been misusing Nine funds because all the contestants get a credit card to use for all of their renovation materials. That credit card has been used to buy chicken, petrol.
Charcoal chicken. I didn't even know that was still a thing.
And fish hooks. So Suncorp, who is the bank with the credit card, contacted Barbara from Suncorp, obviously contacted Channel 9 and were like, guys, this is not good.
This is not happening. Mm. It is a misappropriation of funds. And you know what? It's all going to be on the TV, we think, later on this week. Mm. It'll all come out. But we've actually got Jess on the phone a bit earlier because I started radio with Jess, so I know Jess quite well.
Yeah, she used to live here in Townsville.
Yeah. Jess, mate, Chicken Gate, good morning. Tell us what's happening.
Hi.
Jess, you and Norm got in a little bit of trouble. What were you doing misusing Channel 9 funds? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. No, Norm or I don't know how it's happened. I reckon it's Norm. Norm thinks it's me. we've got some stuff to work out. But you know when in a relationship where you know one's lying because it's not you? And yeah. So far I'm looking at Norm.
So not only did you buy fish hooks and petrol randomly on the Channel 9 credit card, which was only meant for renovation materials, but you also went and bought a barbecue chicken. You know, all the necessities. So well, why are they complaining?
Well, the thing is that I've got to work out is that I didn't buy the fish hooks, so I'm looking at Norm. I just don't know why.
Why did he
anyway,
need fish
we've
hooks?
We've got to work it out.
Who's got time to fish when you're on the Block?
I know. Well, that's what I'm. It's so confusing, and I'm mortified, absolutely mortified, because we look like Deros.
You do. No. But what happened when Scotty Cam put the hard word on you? Did it feel like you're in the principal's office?
Well, the thing is, because that's going to be on the show later on this week, and I'll just let you see it, but it did make me feel really sick.
Jess,
you'll see it all.
We really have to start working on the one percenters. First, there was the plastic bath when we thought it was made out of stone. Now there's the mix-up of the credit cards. What's happening, mate?
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have a hard word to Norm, but I'll take the bath. The bath is on me. Well, but I need to know, I don't know, why is Norm buying fishing hooks? Has he got a new girlfriend that likes fishing? Because he definitely hasn't been fishing with me.
Did you eat the chicken? That is my question.
Well, we ate the chicken.
All right, so guilty by association.
No, my
gavel's down.
On the upside, we both bloody love the Japanese maple, by
oh,
the way.
Yeah.
That,
oh, good.
How good is it? I said to Gabs this morning, I'm going to buy a Japanese maple. I don't know where I'm going to put it in the house because I don't have high ceilings, but we're getting a Japanese maple.
Bonsai.
Didn't I cop some flack for that one? And then everyone read it, then it looked right. I was like, yeah, up yours. Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You just keep doing what you're doing because you're fabulous. Just no more chicken and fish hooks.
Look, I'm going to work out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this week. So I'm on it with Norm. And I'll let you know if he's got a girlfriend that likes to eat chicken, go fishing, and drive around.
Awesome. All right. We are absolutely loving you and Norm on the Block. It's back
love
tonight.
You.
Love you, mate. 7:30 on Channel 9. Bye, Jess. Give our love to Norm.
Nah, stuff him.